Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
Hello. This episode is going to be a little bit of a teaser that I'm going to be doing an upcoming presentation on small business and tax. I had given a presentation in 2016 at the Kansas City Comic Con on legal issues for comic creators, and I had received some feedback from some Kansas City comic creators who had put together their own comic book recently, and they said they had gotten good information for my presentation. The presentation was on intellectual property, copyright, trademark, work for a hire, public domain, obscenity, various issues that might affect a comic creator in putting their work into the marketplace. And I think some of what I will be talking about today and in an upcoming presentation will complement that. And so I wanted to tie those together. To begin with, I will be doing a presentation on August 8th at the Mohart Multipurpose Center at 3200 Wayne Avenue in Kansas City, Missouri. So if you are in the Kansas City area, I would encourage you to come out. That will be from 5:30 to 7 p.m. You can register at 5 and there will be refreshments. It is a $10 charge that is put on by AltCap. And you can find out more about them at alt-cap.org. And they are an organization providing capital to small businesses and community-driven development projects that support and promote thriving, economically empowered communities. So in that presentation, I have been provided various materials by the IRS. Actually, what I will be presenting is on small business tax planning. The description is, learn the basics of complying with IRS regulations, including business use of the home, self-employment tax, employee versus independent contractor, payroll taxes, and electronic filing. Also learn record-keeping requirements for business expenses, including vehicle use. So among the materials I will be providing are IRS Publication 583 and IRS Publication 5293. Now, both of those materials, I don't know if I've explained this before, but you can go on the IRS website and type in that information, publication 583, for example, and you can look up that document online, print it out, whatever you need to do to use that resource. So talking about publication 583, that is starting a business and keeping records, and I'm just going to go down through the content headers for you. It talks about what new business owners need to know, determining which type of business to use. Now, this is going through some of the different forms of businesses. So sole proprietor, partnership, a joint venture is mentioned, corporations, C corporation, S corporation, limited liability company, and what will be useful for small business owners is that these discuss the tax implications for those various forms of businesses. Following that, there is talk about getting a taxpayer identification number, such as an employer identification number, designating a tax year, choosing an accounting method, so the cash method or accrual method. The tax years are the calendar tax year or the fiscal tax year. Then going through more pages about the different types of business taxes. So income tax, self-employment tax, employment taxes, excise taxes, and how to deposit those taxes. Going through the types of information returns for the various forms of businesses. Penalties that you might receive if you're not complying in depositing those taxes, for example. How to deduct business expenses. So startup costs, depreciation, business use of your home. Ways to keep records. And how to get tax help. So I think this is a great, useful booklet for a small business. I would recommend it, starting a business and keeping records. The other handout I will have is publication 5293. This is a four-page piece of information from the IRS. It is a data security resource guide for tax professionals. So it protects clients and the businesses, letting them know what they can do to protect themselves or their clients, to learn signs of data theft, keep vigilant, what to do if data is lost or stolen, how to report it, and how to stay connected on getting resources. So I would also recommend looking over publication 5293. It's a good list of the various resources that you can use for keeping yourself or your clients protected. Now, also, the IRS has provided me various lessons and PowerPoints that I could use on teaching individuals about operating a small business. And there are 9 lessons. I'm just really going to give you the different lesson titles. Lesson 1 is what you need to know about federal taxes and your new business. So it goes over the employer identification number, record keeping, bookkeeping systems, business structures, and choosing a paid preparer. Lesson 2 is what you need to know about Schedule C and other small business taxes and tax forms, going over the net profit or loss, deductions on Form 1040, depreciation, self-employment, and estimated tax. Lesson 3 is how to file and pay your taxes electronically, the benefits of e-filing, the benefits of paying electronically, and some information for small business owners. Lesson 4 is what you need to know when you run your business out of your home, how to qualify for the business use of the home deduction and types of expenses. Lesson 5 is how to set up a retirement plan for yourself and your employees. It talks about selecting a plan for you and your business, SEP plans, simple plans, and specific employer information. Lesson 6, what you need to know about federal taxes when hiring employees or contractors, worker classification employee versus independent contractor, employer responsibilities if you have employees, and independent contractor specific information. Lesson 7, how to manage payroll so you withhold the correct amount from employees, talking about what are wages, calculating payroll, calculating withholding, unemployment taxes. Lesson 8, how to make tax deposits and file a return to report your payroll taxes, looking at making tax deposits, reporting payroll taxes, and filing options. And finally, Lesson 9 is hiring people who live in the United States but who aren't United States citizens. So looking at determining a worker's tax status, resident aliens, non-resident aliens, employment taxes, and non-resident alien independent contractors. So all of these PowerPoints and various lessons from the IRS do provide quite a bit of information. I don't know how much I will be covering within an hour and a half, but all of those resources are available. If you are interested, please sign up for that workshop. Again, that is August 8th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. There is a $10 charge, but it is administered by AltCap, ALT-CAP.org. I do hope to see you there, and please contact me if you have small business tax questions. I would love to give you advice and help you out in those situations. Again, I thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.